Ivory and Ebony by The Grin, read by Twezadark, fandom Sarah Connor Chronicles, genre Jen, note double drabble about future John and Cameron. The maid, feeling his kisses, raised shy eyes to the sun and, at a glance, saw daylight and his face at once. Derek Mahan, Pygmalion. A game is in play. Bullet casings for missing pieces, the board lies between us. 64 multiplied by infinity, your world entire. Variables dependent and independent, future and past, interchanging, co-evolving. Rhizomatic metaphor of time displacement trajectories. I am white, and you are black. Better to hide the blood. Obedient to your rules, after every game we switch sides. The very first time I laid a trap that was a success, you went completely still and then looked into my guileless eyes. Well done. You congratulated yourself and me. A little of the omnipresent weariness faded from your face. Skynet did not program me for gambits. Creative risk assessment and other higher-level operations were not integral to my model's purpose. I remember your mouth curving in a rare smile. Skynet didn't want to make the same mistake we did. I did not hate. I did not fear. This I remember. I followed orders without question. If I am deceitful now, if I feel the strange uplifting of joy and victory, it is your work in me. You lift your hand from the cowering black pawn. I understand immediately. The landscape in every direction, at every turn, is unrecognizable. Metal and stone tremble still at the shock waves issuing from your newly promoted queen. End. If you enjoyed this drabble, please leave feedback for the author. You can contact the author through this story's posting at amplificathon.livejournal.com. Recorded in May 2008.